Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the show where we bring you the very best in superhero and pop culture entertainment. My name is Troy, and this week I'm joined by someone who, over the last couple of weeks, has copped a bit of a bad rap. He's been called the Meg of the podcast. He's been called a shaved Yowie. We've all made fun of him for his appearance looking out the windows on the project. I am, of course, talking about my good friend, Cade.
Look, all of those, I would say compliments are fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well, to be fair, the first thing you did when you came over is you just looked out the window.
Yeah, it's what I do now.
You just opened my blinds and just looked out the window, weirdly.
I am contractually obliged by the project to do that. Anytime I walk into someone's house, if they have blinds, I peer through them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your thing now.
It's my
like
thing.
It's like your, you don't have a catchphrase. You've got a catch move.
Yeah.
Yeah. People know you as the blind guy.
It's my pose.
It's your pose. It's your superhero pose.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. man, that's great. How have you been? It has been a while since you've made an appearance on the show. I'm assuming things are well.
Things are fantastic. They're swimmingly, actually. It's really cool. We're in this, like, I feel like we're in this bubble, and that's probably not the right word to be using, during this time, but whatever.
Victorians are triggered.
Yeah.
You just triggered everyone in New South Wales, mate.
Yeah.
Just
no bubble talk.
No one's listening to us anymore.
Everyone is so anti-bubbles, like bubble bath purchases are on the decline.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big time.
Yeah. Bubble wrap,
yeah, gone.
No one's stepping
on it. It's all tissue
it
paper now.
Yeah.
look, no, we're kind of like back in this little bubble of superhero coolness.
Yeah.
Because we've just had, at this time of recording, I know you like to put like a timestamp on your recordings.
Oh, man, I do. I love it.
It really like sets it in a period of time.
It does.
We just had Loki wrap up.
Yep.
Which is really cool. And, we've got another superhero movie coming out, which is the Suicide Squad coming out shortly.
Very soon.
Yeah, very soon. And I'm very excited by that.
Yeah,
because
me too.
The most recent trailer dropped of that. Couple of whenever,
a time period ago.
At some time, a second trailer dropped, and it was so much better than the first one.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I'm really excited for that movie. And, of course, this week we're talking about the most anticipated MCU movie of all time. Oh,
absolutely. nothing has been more anticipated than this one in particular.
Yeah.
50 years in the making.
Felt like it,
basically. We are, of course, going to be talking about Black Widow. Dropped in cinemas and luckily on Disney Plus for Victorians and New South Wales people. I'm not calling you guys out for anything. I know it's not your fault, but I feel bad for you guys.
Look, if you're
lucky, you got Disney Plus.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it's basically free. Get it.
I am not promoting video piracy. I'm not one of those guys like, would you steal a car? Would you steal a fucking
TV,
whatever it was on that ad from the 80s or 90s? But
The 2000s, man.
Nah, man.
It was the 2000s.
Okay, probably. I guess when it had to be. I was saying 80s. Well, back in the 80s, you had two VCRs set up and you'd like...
or a camcorder, recording
the TV. They had the same ads.
They still do that now in cinemas.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. Whatever, 2000, whatever that ad was. Not advocating video piracy, but hey, fuck, it's out there and it's free.
Yeah.
And
Look, you can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah.
But no one's going to stop you.
But we bought it on Disney Plus. I say we because we don't share an account on Disney Plus. Wink.
Wink.
And we watch it at home.
We did.
And you know what? This is the second movie that I've done that to because I definitely didn't steal Wonder Woman 84.
Okay.
You know, because why would you do that? No, I didn't. I did a Premiere Access.
Did you? I believe you also would have done that for Zack Snyder's Justice League too, right?
Actually, well,
100%.
No, that was, well, I have Foxtel, so that was on there already.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah. All right, rich guy.
I share an account.
Do you now? Well, I had Binge. I have Binge, so I watched it on Binge. So I paid my way. I've paid my goddamn way.
Yeah.
I paid $17.50 for Black Widow because we went halves.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, how about we get into it? Should we get into it?
Yeah, let's do it. That's why we're here.
Exactly why we're here. Look, I'm going to give you a synopsis for this movie.
Oh, please do.
Okay.
Here's a movie that was released 10 years too late.
Pretty much. Right, we'll get into it. Set between the events of Civil War and Infinity War, you know, those movies from a few years ago, this is the 24th entry into the Marvel Cinematic Universe and weirdly the first Phase 4 movie. Which sees, yeah, it is. I know you're looking at me weird.
Wow.
But it is the first Phase 4 movie. And it sees Natasha Romanoff confronting the darker parts of her ledger when a dangerous conspiracy with ties to her past arises.
Wow.
Yeah.
It actually says darker parts.
Darker parts, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's darker parts in this movie, apparently.
Yep.
There you go.
There you go. Look, obviously it stars ScarJo. She's back for, I believe it's the 9th appearance.
Is it really 9th? Yeah. Wow.
9th appearance as Natasha Romanoff.
There you go.
Romanoff. Am I saying it right?
Eat your heart out, whatever. Hugh Jackman.
Huge Ackman. Florence Pugh as Yelena. David Harbour as Alexei, or the Red Guardian. Rachel Weisz as Melina. Ray Winston as Dracov, and we're going to fucking talk about that later, let me tell you, with William Hurt and Olga Kurylenko and about 50 other women who were all playing various widows. Black widows?
Yeah.
Are they all called black widows?
That's a good question.
Like the spider.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless that's like a code name and everyone has a different color. You know, like how 007 is 007, that's his code name. There's 006s,
sure,
and stuff like that. Sure. So I want there to be a yellow widow.
Yellow widow.
Yeah.
Look, I think of it more like, you know, when you get a Gmail account and you can't use your own name, like, you know, like you have to use Troy Spinner 6969 or something because the Troy Spinner's already taken somehow. It's like that.
Yeah.
So they all use Black Widow, but, you know, one of them out there is Black Widow underscore 6969, whatever. Directed by Aussie, Kate Shortland. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
She is an Aussie. I don't really know what else she's done. But
probably do McLeod's Daughters.
Mate, I guarantee she starred on Neighbours or Home and Away at some point. It's pretty much a guarantee. Mate, the reception of this throughout various things, 6.9 out of 10 on IMDb.
Nice.
Yeah, 67, unfortunately not 69, 67 on Metacritic, certified fresh at 80% on Rotten Tomatoes with a 92% audience score. Cade.
What was the audience score?
92%, my friend.
Wow.
92%. Yeah, way less butthurt fanboys on Rotten Tomatoes than there is IMDb. That
actually surprises me.
Yeah. Yeah, look, 92%. I feel when you look at the 6.9 and the 67, like obviously those are both 80% on Rotten Tomatoes, like certified fresh still, but 80% is low for an MCU movie. And then you're 92% apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am,
loved it.
I'm genuinely shocked by that because, you know, a woman lead.
Yep.
And comic book fandom are toxic.
Well, toxic pricks, as fuck.
And that shocks me.
Yeah. Look, I think the best part about, well, I guess the easiest thing to sort of brush over with that is the fact that it's not just any sort of female lead. It's someone that's been around since Iron Man 2. Like it's Scarlett Johansson. It's Natasha Romanoff. It's, you know, she's been there for everything. She was in Infinity War. She was in Endgame. She's been in everything. So I think everyone's cool with that. Like, so it's not so much oh my God, I can't believe they're doing fucking Captain Marvel and fucking, you know, female empowerment and stuff and not my Marvel, whatever. Obviously I don't know what these people are saying, but you know, they're saying nonsense.
Yeah, I guess it's really interesting because, you know, there was so much, I guess, negative audience reactions to Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just because people just don't like Brie Larson.
Maybe
they'll be much happier if she was like Cheddar Larson. But Scarlett Johansson, like you said, has been there from the start. And
now we're going to come back to that joke, pal.
You like that, don't you? And, you know, I think that Scarlett Johansson has been a very relatable character throughout everything, whereas you get this person who comes in like Captain Marvel, who's like God almighty.
Super OP.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, piss off.
Piss off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, well, look, here's how we're going to do this, all right? We're not going to do it just as a standard sort of... We're not going to talk about what happened in the movie.
Because you've seen it.
Everyone's seen it.
And this is probably all spoilers all the way.
Oh, 100%.
If something's released on TV, it's spoilers from day one, man.
You got no excuse. Not only can you watch it in the theaters, can you pay for it on your TV, you can fucking pirate it. And, so you have absolutely zero excuse for not having seen this movie. You can pirate a very good copy. A TV copy.
Yes.
Basically. So you got no excuses. So it's going to be spoilers from here on out. If you haven't seen Black Widow, fucking...
Too bad.
What are you doing, mate? Get out of here. All right. So we're going to break it down into... we're going to talk about the good, what we enjoyed about the movie. Mm. We're going to talk about the bad, what we didn't enjoy. And we're going to talk about the ugly truth, Cade, which is basically just what our actual thoughts and opinions are overall on this movie. And I'm going to get you to score it out of... Fucking 100.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we're going to do that. So why don't you kick us off with what did you like about it?
I loved Florence Pugh in this movie.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
She was amazing.
It's I kind of really had no expectations coming into this movie, and I was like, I don't even know who 90% of these characters are. I started to even forget who, you know, Black Widow was as an assassin type of thing, because she just hasn't been in that role for... Forever.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah. And to come in and say, hey, look, I was raised in this weird situation for 3 years, but we somehow have got this super intimate connection.
Yeah. I think it was a bit longer than that.
No, it was 3 years.
Oh, did they say specifically 3 years?
I'm like 90% sure. Okay. Because, and that's like maybe a bit of a gray area, because maybe that situation was 3 years.
Sure.
But maybe they were a real family, but I don't think
they weren't a real family.
Yeah, so it had to be 3 years.
Then. Okay, sure.
But yeah, I really liked how essentially this whole movie was built around Florence to become the next Black Widow.
Effectively, yeah.
Yeah.
It really was it was less of a like a swan song for Scarlett Johansson and more of a passing of the torch to Florence Pugh and her Yelena character. Have you seen the TV series Killing Eve?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I won't go any further. But for those of you who have, obviously very serious, some serious Villanelle vibes coming off Florence Pugh's Yelena. You won't understand that reference because you haven't seen Killing Eve, and I think you should.
Okay.
I think you should go out and watch it. It's everywhere.
Is it?
Like, it's on Stan.
Oh.
Stan has it. I know you have Stan. I know. Because we share an account.
Yeah. We're all family.
We're all family here. But yeah. Anyway, serious Villanelle vibes. Everyone who's seen the TV show gets it.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, I agree. Thought she was great. Anything else?
Easily my favorite character in this whole movie.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. My next favorite was David Harbour.
Got to give it to him.
Man, the dude did not get as much screen time as I thought he would.
Yeah.
Because this guy is, what, the Red Guardian? Yeah. And he has this amazing suit, which I thought was hilarious of him, like, squeezing into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is, like, the embodiment of me in 30 years. Like, ultimate dad.
Ultimate dad.
And just lives in the past.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
and is also fat.
And is also fat.
Yeah.
And like, just gets tats all the time.
He's just like you.
Yeah, I'm like famously known for being covered in tattoos.
You're like the Machine Gun Kelly of this
podcast.
This podcast.
Yeah. Bang bang. So yeah, I really enjoyed him as a character, and I wish I saw more of him.
Yeah.
That was the only like downside to that character, is that I enjoyed him too much.
I think though it's open. Though, isn't it? Like, it's not like he died in the movie or anything like that. And, you know, we don't know what's happened to him going forward from, you know, the end of this movie. So it's highly likely that he could come back. if the character is, you know, I don't think we'll see him in you know, major motion pictures or anything like that. But he could pop up in Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah.
As an example. Yep. Like we know Florence Pugh's character is going to be in Hawkeye. We know that. That's happening. She's on the cast list. We also had the end credit scene, which we'll talk about at some point. But, you know, so there's every opportunity for him to come back at some point, which I think would be good.
Yeah, I really hope he does, because I just want to see like a little flashback of him getting his ass handed to him by Captain America.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if it did happen, you know he lost.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know he lost.
Well, see, here's the thing. I was doing a little bit of reading, and nowhere does it say that he actually has, like, the character, Red Guardian, has any actual, like, superpower. But they were fucking playing with super strength, for sure.
He 100% had... No, they even said that he was a super soldier.
That's what I thought. But at no point, like, when you like, I was reading fucking Disney wikis, I was going through Wikipedia... And at no point does it mention him actually having superpowers.
Yeah, really?
For the most part, he's basically like Natasha Romanoff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, talking about people with superpowers, I swear that she had superpowers this movie, because that's one thing I liked. It seems like every Black Widow was a super soldier.
Yeah,
pretty much. They could all fall off buildings, except for one.
Yeah.
One fell off a building, broke a leg, and then she had to die.
Yeah.
But not ScarJo.
Not ScarJo. Mm-hmm.
She hit 50 things on the way down.
She did. She was surfing on buildings as it was exploding. We're getting way too far ahead. But
She just landed. And it was like, cool.
Yeah.
Like, not... Oh, fuck, I think I broke a rib.
Well, no, because like they did poke fun of it at some point where I think, you know, she was complaining about being sore or something like that. And I think Yelena said something about, I doubt the God of Thunder or whatever needs to take ibuprofen after a fight. You know what I mean? So they do kind of like, they're saying, you know.
They did show she had a bruise.
Exactly. They showed a bruise, man. Come on.
I mean, you fell off a building and hit 20 things along the way.
You got a bruise.
You got a bruise.
That's human. Mm. That's fucking human. You don't see Steve Rogers with no bruise.
I reckon he would bruise.
You don't see fucking Chris Hemsworth. What's his name? Thor. You don't see that dude with bruises, do you?
Mm.
Yeah. Get out of here. What else did you like?
Fuck, that's about it.
Oh, come on now.
You know what? Actually, the movie was quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
The movie was quite enjoyable. And I don't want to like say this movie was a bad movie by any sense. I feel like the pacing was... very unique in this movie that I kept kind of getting drawn out and then drawn back in.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was getting drawn in for the right reasons, which I'll kind of go into the ugly, which I'll talk to you about a little bit later, my friend. Okay,
all right. Well, look, I liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't love it like I thought I was going to, but I liked it. I think that the action was good when it happened. I think a lot of the fight scenes were good. I think a lot of the stuff with Taskmaster was good. But I'm going to get to that as well.
Looked great.
Very hurt by everything else.
Oh, I saw that. We'll talk about it.
We're going to talk about that. Also loved Florence Pugh. Thought the humor was good throughout. I like the fact that we kind of got a bit of closure, if you will, with Budapest. We now kind of know what happened.
Yeah, but do
sort of.
We?
Well, we sort of do. She murdered a kid, mate. Is basically what she did.
But her and Hawkeye just joke about it.
But it's totally cool.
Yeah.
But this, she
you think about it, man. Just think about
yeah,
it.
No,
they joke about it. And it's like, it's not like Budapest. Hawkeye, I killed a kid, man.
I literally wrote this note down that it's kind of played off like it isn't a massive thing, but she straight up murdered a child. And she did it on purpose. She knew that kid was there, and that's how she knew that fucking Drekov or whatever was there. And guess what? He didn't even fucking die. So she just murdered a kid as bait for nothing, and they fucking laugh about it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Insane. Just shows where the morality is at.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's got some red in her ledger, all right? They all do. I like the family stuff. That's about all I got to say with that. I guess what I mean by that is I like their interplay with each other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
I liked it. Like, I really liked it, but it just felt weird. The fact that there was only 3 years, and this is, what, 27 years later or something?
No, I wouldn't say that. They do mention, like, there is the time thing. It's like 94 to 2015, I think.
Yeah. Long time.
That's 21 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a long time, and they're just, like, all talking around the table like it's...
Yeah, look, I get it.
And I get it. It's an MCU move. You got to get that humor in there.
You do have to get the humor in there. Rachel Weisz was in it.
Cool.
She was fine.
Yeah.
I don't really have much to say in regards to the character Malena. Mate, I think... what about this? This I enjoyed. The potential of them possibly introducing mutants into the MCU or the MCM.
If that's what we're calling it, the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse.
Yeah. If that hasn't been coined already, I just did it.
I think it has.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah, sorry, man.
No, that's right.
But hey, you know what? You're the first to say it on this podcast. Yeah, so you're multiverse king.
That's right. But yeah, so, you know, we've got the... look, the actor who played the guy who lost the arm wrestling match to Red Guardian in prison, his character name was Ursa. He's come out saying he plays a character called Ursa Major, who has the ability to basically transform into a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
And is a mutant.
Mm.
And that's the biggest thing. He's saying he's technically playing the first mutant within the MCU. So if that's a thing, that's huge.
Why didn't he turn into a bear or something?
I don't know why he didn't turn into a bear.
Yeah.
Where's he been this whole time? This is 2015.
Barely been there.
2015. You know, mutants have been around since then, apparently. Where the fuck are they?
I was a little bit dubious about that because that's like just an online thing.
Well, and he said it.
And he says it. And it's kind of like, you're just trying to build your hype
clout. He's just trying to get internet clout.
That dude is like pretty big on Instagram as like a fitness influencer.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I don't even know who he is. And I
just recognize him because he's gigantic.
Sure.
And he, you know, I look at mostly dudes on Instagram. Well, sue I don't know me.
What about it?
But yeah, fight me.
There's nothing weird.
No. And I like them all.
Double tap.
Yeah. No, but the dude's a monster.
Yeah.
And like just super, super strong. Like an extreme like power athlete.
Sure.
And I recognized him. I was like, oh, okay. This dude is just building up his profile.
Yeah,
for Instagram. That's all he's doing.
Fine. There's no fucking mutants then.
Yeah.
We'll see. Anything else you want to talk about before we move on to the bad?
The bad. No, not overly. I mean, there's so much I can say, but it kind of all kind of just intertwines in between the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Sure, okay. Well, we'll move on to the ugly. The ugly? The bad. You know what I goddamn mean. But before we do that, Cade, we take breaks now. Ooh.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back. All right, Cade, let's talk about the bad. Lead us off, because you know it's going to be fucking Taskmaster.
Oh.
If we are not talking about that, I'm going to throw myself out this window.
Yeah.
And you're going to stand up, open the blinds, and look at me falling from to three stories.
I got really excited that Taskmaster was in this movie.
Me too.
Like, super excited, because, you know, Taskmaster is one of these people in the MCU that, well, not MCU. When I say MCU, let's just say Marvel world.
Sure.
So, you know, people go to Taskmaster to learn how to fight.
Yeah.
Learn how to be better.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like this gray area type of character.
Yeah.
Not a dog on a leash.
Not someone's not killed daughter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And when you could kind of see the way, and maybe I'm just fucking good at movies, bruh.
Okay.
But
calm down.
But you can kind of see this movie was pushing that angle from about halfway.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to be pissed if, like, this turns out to be the daughter or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I got up. I got up. I paused it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just going to go for a walk for a minute because I was at home.
Yeah, you can do that. I also had a slight rage.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, no. Don't do my boy Taskmaster dirty like that.
And it's not even the fact that they gender swapped it because I don't give a crap about that.
Nothing to do with that.
It was just that was the Because Taskmaster, one of the best villains in the Marvel fucking universe.
So cool.
Yeah.
Like, the dude has the ability to effectively mimic any fighting style that he sees.
And
he's basically, like, fighting yourself.
And but not only that, starts to predict your next moves.
Exactly.
So it's like almost an unbeatable opponent.
Yep. It's like Iron Man's fucking suit when he's fighting Captain America and starts predicting what's going to happen. So this is like the, you know, this could have been, this is on par, if not worse, than the fucking Mandarin fake out
100%
from Iron Man 3, man. Yeah. Let me tell you, this is like, honestly, this could have been and should continue to be a recurring character. And I guess, look, there's nothing to say that technically it can't. Because, you know, the character, she's not dead. You know what I mean? She's still alive. Maybe she's Taskmaster lives. And this is what we have now. But I don't think they're going to do that. I think this is a one and done.
Yeah.
They've used up that villain now or, you know, whatever. And they fucked it. They basically fucking dropped the ball big time.
Massively. Like, yeah. you could shit the bed and that was like Mandarin.
Yeah.
But then, like, you could shit the bed. But you got diarrhea.
and like, you're drunk, so you don't wake up immediately.
Yeah.
And you spend the night rolling around in it.
Mm, and then it sets into the mattress.
Into the mattress.
And you're like, shit, now I've got to get a new mattress.
Yeah, but you're stuck to the mattress, so you've got to go to the shop, basically in your shit sheets. a brown toga.
That's what they did with Taskmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really disappointed. And I was like, I was so pumped because it's like, I don't know. And this touches on a point I said before. Like, it seems like all of these Black Widows are super soldiers because they just seem to have this immense strength about them. Mm. And Taskmaster, I was like, oh, okay, maybe it's the suit.
Yeah.
But then, no, it seems like all these Black Widows can kick you across, like, multiple meters.
Yeah.
It's like, I can barely kick a football that far. And you're like fly kicking this person that far.
Yeah. Well, when you see the first fight, which was really good, mind you, the first fight between Natasha and Yelena, it was kind of the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, they were fucking each other up, throwing each other across the room and stuff like that. If I tried to throw you across the room, fucking, where are you going to go? We're both going to fall to the ground.
Yeah, we might like knock a...
I might...
A plant over.
Yeah. It's just not going to happen. But they're picking them up and just throwing them.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Anyway, there's some spectacular action sequences.
I'll yeah, and that. You know what? The action was good.
Yeah.
Very selective, like, with how the action worked. There was a lot of quick cuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Especially around, like, David Harbour, which you get.
That's fine.
Because, like, the dude's, you know.
You know. He's not.
He's not, like.
He's not, you know.
Peak performance.
I don't know what happened to him getting jacked.
Yeah.
But just, it never happened, did it?
No, there was that one scene of him like flexing in the mirror and you could like kind of see a little bit of like shoulder delt action, little bicep action. I was like, that's what we get, baby.
Okay, he's done some shrugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
One of the biggest problems that I had with this movie is the fact that I didn't really know what was going on, to be fair. I don't know what Dracov's plan was. I feel like it's basically just to build a fucking harem of sexy spies that he uses to
do his bidding. And you know what? I think the movie was self-aware of that.
Yeah.
Because it even started to say, why are you even bothering?
What's the point of this, you horny old bastard?
Yeah, exactly.
I think also that the just no stakes, I guess. Because you know that you already know that Yelena is going to turn up in Hawkeye. Because she's already cast.
Yeah.
Right. You know that Scarlett Johansson makes it out of these events because... She's got to die later on. She bites the farm in Endgame. So, you know, honestly, what are we playing for? Not much. Yeah.
Not much.
So there's never going to be anything that's like, you know, like crazy stakes. So I think what they should have... And, you know, I'm no movie guy, so whatever. But maybe they should have, like, just given us... something interesting for them to do. Like, think of, I always throw back to like a heist or something like that. You know 100%. What I mean? You know, where there's like some sort of thing that these guys have to do to, you know, to just make it interesting. Cause the stakes are going to be much smaller, but if you make it interesting, it's not going to matter. What they've done here is like, I don't really care about anything. And I especially don't care about Dracov and his plan. to yeah. do whatever it is that his plan is.
You know, it's funny you say that because I watched this movie and instantly afterwards I was like, you know what was a better kind of spy and slash kind of action-y movie?
Yeah.
Was like the Ocean series.
Sure.
Because I was like, you know, that's a collective of people who have a very certain set of skills.
Yeah.
Who do what they do best to get to the end object.
Yeah.
Whereas this is just kind of like everyone was, you're a train killer and I'm a train killer. Let's somehow get a helicopter or a plane.
Yeah.
And just do what we'll do.
But spray really, you with this fucking potion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I get that. Like, that's probably MCU formula.
Yeah.
Like, keep it simple. But, like, these are spies. These are killers.
You think about any of the Mission Impossible movies. You know what I mean? Like, that's the shit.
Yeah.
Like, the stakes are high enough. There's been 70 of them. And every single time, the stakes are high enough. You know?
Yeah.
They're never crazy high, but they're fucking high enough.
They're enough to keep your tension built.
And there's
built.
Always something going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether they're fucking wearing masks, which happened in this.
In this movie. And that's when I thought about it. I was like,
Yep. But just not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just there was just not enough there. And one thing that I hated, you said you love this. I hated the humor in this movie because,
Well,
I feel like the Black Widow story isn't a funny story to tell.
It's not.
And it's almost like...
But this is Marvel, pal.
I know. But the thing is, this could have been their like line in the sand.
Yeah.
Because they, honestly, they could have continued the Black Widow movies for like 20 movies.
Yeah, true.
Like, honestly, there's no reason that they could, that they can't, because they could have just built this like subplot into it. Like, it made her a trilogy, which would have been super, super cool.
Yeah.
But no, they went down the route that they went, which is, you know,
it is what it is.
Made for an okay movie.
Yeah.
But the thing that like took me out of it so often was it was almost like, and this is the thing when it comes to editing movies, is that repetition is funny. And when you know a joke is coming, it makes it funnier.
Yeah.
And I felt like, honestly, every 15 minutes there was a joke in this movie.
Yeah, okay.
And it just always took me out because it's kind of like, oh, this scene is just getting like, I don't know if heavy would be the right word, but maybe a little too dramatic.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, here's a quip.
Yeah. Well, that's a very Marvel thing, though. They're always going to do that, man. They can't let it get too heavy.
But I feel like, honestly, this movie told more jokes than any other Marvel movie I've seen.
Thor Ragnarok.
Okay, that excluded, but that's like its own...
It's its own joke.
Mess. Yeah.
Look, I can agree with that, but I liked it. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, because you're a shill.
I'm a Marvel shill.
You are.
You know what I didn't like and what took me out of it was, hey, we can't get one fucking Russian to play a Russian.
Mm.
Not a single Russian. Give me a fucking Swedish guy. Give me a fucking Swedish guy like they normally do. Give me a Swedish guy playing a Russian. No. They get fucking full-on odd guy, fucking Londoner, Ray Winston
to play.
And all I can hear is his fucking accent coming through. And it was doing my head in. And I'm like, you are fucking kidding me that there is not a single fucking other person that couldn't have played a 65-year-old fucking white Russian guy. You kidding
for
me?
For
10 minutes. He's barely fucking in it. Are you kidding me? Come on now. Honestly, I was fucking wild.
Yeah. Shithouse villain.
Shithouse villain.
And Taskmaster was a shithouse sub-villain.
Yep. At least she was some sort of Russian. As far as the actress goes. You know what I mean? I'll pay that. She didn't have a fucking speaking line in the whole thing, but at least...
No, she did. She did. It was, is he gone?
Oh, okay, sure, yeah, okay.
It's like, who? Sorry,
who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, Red Guardian, the guy that you're fighting 2 minutes ago?
Yeah, he's gone.
He's just over there, actually.
You know, I honestly, at least she was Russian.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, man. But no, nobody else, not a single fucking other person. Makes me fucking wild. Maybe there's a reason, I don't know. Plenty of fucking Russian actors out there.
Well, was this shot in the pandemic?
No.
Ah.
I think maybe part of it or post or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it might explain why there's so many English actors in it. Maybe they, look, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
Because I felt like this movie has been coming out for years.
It has been. It's been fucking, they've been talking about it for like 6 years.
Mm.
And we finally get it. And it's set 6 years ago.
Yes.
And it just, it feels like it's set 6 years ago. Yeah, like, true. this feels like that, you know, that kind of, I don't want to say Ant-Man, because it's a little bit different, but it's that real kind of small standalone sort of movie sort of thing that you get from the MCU.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it should have been bigger just purely because we're finally getting it. And it is effectively what is a send off for a beloved character. And it just didn't do it.
No, like, let's go into the ugly, because this is the ugly truth about this movie, is that this was a shit send-off movie.
Yeah, it was.
For the character. Yeah. Like, to be honest. Like, the movie isn't terrible by any measure of the word.
Perfectly fine.
And I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah.
But did no justice to the character, which is surprising because ScarJo was actually a producer for this movie.
Yeah.
So you think she may have wanted more input. But, you know, she could also just be done.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe she didn't have the vision of me going, you know what, I want a trilogy of you doing super badass spy stuff.
Yeah, she's probably had enough herself.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's me being selfish. That's what I want. And I'm pretty surprised Marvel didn't push for that.
Yeah.
But I guess how does that fit in with this universe now?
Yeah.
The ugly is that this was just a setup movie.
For one character, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, you're right. And I get that that's what Marvel has to do. Like, they're always looking forward. Like, it's never just, this is what's happening now. It's like, it's always, they're thinking steps and steps ahead. But I think it's almost to a point, and it's lucky that I, you know, I love Florence Pugh. Okay? Let's just throw that out there.
Who doesn't?
Exactly. But, you know, and I do want to see more of her character, right? And it's lucky that that happens, because essentially, almost like this is kind of like Natasha Romanoff takes a back seat to her sister.
Yeah.
Effectively, I'm not saying it's like, you know, like exactly sort of like what's happened, but I feel like throughout the movie, she took a back seat to her sister's character, because that's the character that Marvel is actually pushing forward. And whether that was rewritten that way, and whether that's like, is that what they had originally planned or anything like that 6 years ago? When they were talking about this movie, I don't know. But hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I think I've been saying this for a long time. Like, I was pumped for this movie to come out. And I've always said, right from the start, right from the time they announced it, too little, too late. This is well and truly something that should have been done years ago.
Yeah, this was honestly a phase 3 movie.
Phase 2. Like, this should have been, after the Avengers, after the first Avengers movie, and probably, you know, before Captain America Civil War, you could have done this movie. Or if you want to do it after Captain America Civil War.
Yeah.
When it's actually set. Yeah. You know, have it then. Like, don't have it fucking 5 years later and then trying to, you know, act like it's just events that happened. Because, you know, like, at that point in time, if they had have had it when it's bloody set, at least, at the very least, we mightn't have been slightly sure as to whether she was going to make it out alive or not. You know what I mean? Because no, like, now we know, like, 100% of course she does, because we've seen where she dies.
So there's no stakes.
There's no stakes. But if you had have had it, you know, set when it was actually set, or if you had have dropped it when it was supposed to be set, then, hey, at least we could possibly go, hey, well, maybe.
Yeah. And, you know, I was always looking for this thing in this movie where I was like, oh, maybe they're going to do an ultimate swap of maybe bodies or something like that. Like, maybe Marvel's doing a switcheroo on us.
Yeah.
And ScarJo's going to come back somehow. No,
it's not happening now. They've done it with every other character that has died.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I was, like, kind of looking for it, because it's like, well, is she going to go to a TV show? Is she going to be a multiverse thing?
Can I ask you then, and that's also a possibility now, but can I ask you, knowing what you know now, having seen Avengers Endgame, having seen Loki, having seen fucking WandaVision, having seen this now, all of these things, does it take away from Infinity War at all for you? Because I know Endgame didn't. I thought, like, you know, for what we got in Endgame, I was happy with that. but they've basically turned around almost every single one of the meaningful deaths, except for Natasha Romanoff and Tony Stark. So what do you think? Infinity War, Endgame, does it take away from them?
Nah, I don't think so.
Because they've brought everyone back, basically.
Yeah, look, I don't know. It's hard because, like, we just don't know what's happening going forward too.
Yeah.
Because we've got this multiverse thing now. It's an official thing.
Yeah.
We've got the Spider-Man No Way Home, which is a multiverse story.
Yeah.
As much as they're saying it's not,
it is.
We've got Multiverse of Madness, where we've got Scarlet Witch as the potential bad guy in that. So who knows what she's going to do. And then, like, one thing that I just find this weird missing piece of this entire puzzle is this White Vision. Like, this
what's he doing?
Yeah, what's this White Vision doing? Where'd he go? Because he's got the knowledge of everything.
Yeah.
Of literally everything.
Yeah.
And he has the knowledge of what that made up vision had as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like this guy knows more than what actually exists.
Yeah.
So has he gone off into the multiverse to find other people?
Who knows?
Has he gone to go get another Natasha Romanoff?
Maybe.
Well, here's do a proper fucking spy movie.
Maybe. Well, look, here's the good thing. It's still very fun. Everything that's coming, like, it's still exciting. Like, there's still a lot of really good stuff coming, and there's still a lot of stuff to get excited about. This one in itself kind of, you know, fell a little bit short. But I just, you know, I like, look, it doesn't take much away from me for Infinity War or Endgame anyway. I know there are detractors out there that are kind of saying, well, you're basically fucking retconning everything. You've basically, you know, the Vision death has effectively been retconned.
Yeah.
With White Vision. Gamora's death retconned with Endgame. You've got Loki's death, which was one of the biggest ones, retconned with Loki. You know what I mean? And now it's like, well, you've basically got Scarlet Witch. You've got Scarlet Witch. You're making me do it now. You've got Scarlett Johansson's character. You've got Robert Downey Jr.'s Tony Stark. And technically Chris Evans is gone as well, but is he? You know what I mean? Multiverse, man.
You give him a check and he's back.
Exactly.
Like, you give him a check, he's back.
He still looks fine. You know, well, I guess what I mean is by that, like, you know, it's not like he's aged 20 years and you can't go, well, this is a super soldier, but look how much he's aged.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He hasn't. So he could be back for the next fucking movie. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know. All right, look, score this movie out of 100. What are you giving it?
55. Yeah. Borderline pass.
Yep.
And the reason for that is the shit that I hated.
Yep.
There wasn't a lot, but man, it kind of just, it was really a sour taste in my mouth.
Sure.
And the fact that I think I could have written this in a better way than what the movie was.
Yeah, sure.
Like, just with like 2 seconds of thought of going, fucking, why isn't this Mission Impossible but in the MCU?
Yeah, basically.
Like, dead set.
That's really what it should have been.
They could have done some really cool stuff here.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, made some things actually connect to, like, I don't know, somehow connect us to Shang-Chi.
Anything.
This now just means...
Well, they did. They connected it to Hawkeye, the Hawkeye series.
Yeah, but you know what? That's going to be resolved in 2 episodes.
Maybe. Well, is it?
It will 100%.
At the moment, she thinks Hawkeye's the bad guy.
Maybe four.
Well, the series is only going to be 6.
Yeah.
So it'll be resolved in 6 for sure. But, you know, they tied it into something. They tried. And they technically tied it into Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, man.
By bringing in a fucking whatever her name, Lady DeFontaine fucking Allegra.
Elaine.
Bringing in Elaine from Seinfeld.
Just as awkward as Elaine. So I can't make the disconnection. It's like, here's Elaine with purple hair.
Yeah, didn't do the Elaine dance, but
should have. Imagine.
Yep.
On ScarJo's grave.
Would have been good. Oh, ouch. But, you know, so they tied it into that as well.
What do you think?
They're bringing the TV worlds together.
What do you think's happening there?
Well, look, I don't know.
Is it the Thunderbolts?
It could be.
It has to be.
I think it's going to be.
Is it the Dark Avengers?
No, it's the Thunderbolts.
It has to be.
If it's going to be anything, it's going to be the Thunderbolts. Or a version thereof of the Thunderbolts. I guess when you look at the fact that just in that post-credit scene, they have tied Black Widow into two TV series. Like, that kind of really speaks to the quality of the movie. It was almost, I'm not saying it was like a TV movie, but you know what I mean? It's not the big sort of grand scale that like the Infinity Wars and stuff like that. So it actually makes a lot more sense for them to try to kind of bring it in with these TV series rather than trying to tie it into like these major motion pictures that are going to come later.
And that's a really risky move because not everyone will watch the TV shows.
Yeah, they will.
Mm.
Who's not watching Hawkeye?
I would say like the general movie goer wouldn't be
sure. Okay,
you know, fine. So connected fine. To this. But then you ask the question, is a general movie goer sitting through 5 seconds of fast forward credits to watch the bonus scene, which
exactly,
you know, after what, fucking 400 MCU movies, everyone does.
Well, yeah, exactly. But it's also the 25th movie in a series that's set fucking 10 movies ago. Slash, you know, they're probably, you know, the average moviegoer isn't paying that much attention. They're just going, hey, did I have a good enough time? Sure. 2 hours and 15 minutes, this movie. Probably should have been a bit shorter.
Oh, yeah, it felt long. It felt real long.
It did feel long in parts. Thanks for asking. I'll give you my score.
Yes, can you please?
Yes. I would give it a 65.
Oh, okay. So, like, just a couple
possibly
of points more.
Closer to a 70. But it's really, for me, it's a 3.5 star movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, you know, like for a movie to be good for me, like if I have a really good time with a movie, that's a 4-star. And then you get to 4.5 and 5 if it's brilliant.
Wow.
Right? Average movie for me is, you know, it's about that 50 to 60.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I think it's just a little bit above average. I can't give it a 60. Definitely couldn't give it a 55. Got 65, 70. I don't know.
You're like splitting hairs here. For a man with no hair, you split a lot of hairs.
Well, thank you. Look, I'm just trying to, I'm trying to work it out of 10. Is it a 6.5 or a 7? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if it was out of 10, Troy, it would be an easy 5.
You think it's a 5? If you saw this on IMDb.
Yeah.
You think this movie should be 5 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yeah.
That's nuts. If I see anything that is 5 on IMDb, I'm like, that thing is fucking trash.
Wow. Wow.
It's true. I just watched American Ninja 2 last night, which is fucking garbage, and that's 4.8 out of 10.
Well, you see, on IMDb. Not quite 5. If it was 5, it would have been outstanding. Would have been as good as this.
Come on, man. You cannot say American Ninja 2 is almost as good as Black Widow.
I don't know. I have to go back and watch it. It could be.
You're kidding me. You're killing me. Look, mate, anything else you want to say about Black Widow before we move on?
No, I think that's pretty much it. It was a movie that like could have been so much better.
Yep.
But I think it's just a product of maybe ScarJo's over it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that will...
I just would have thought that this would be her thing. Like, she would just want to go, well, let's fucking make it great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not terrible. Well, whatever. Mate, I think that's going to do it then.
I think so.
Right. It's been good having you back, pal.
It's good to be back, man. It's good to be around family.
Oh, family. Oh, my God. Don't start. That is going to do it for today. Comic Confidential will be back with a brand new episode next week. In the meantime, if you like what you've heard, hey, why not do one of these things? You can hit the subscribe button.
It's free, baby.
It's free. You can leave us a review.
That's also free, it will cost you a couple of seconds of your time.
That's right, which is free.
Well, depending if you're working or not.
It depends how much you earn. If you're if you're like a busboy, it's basically free. Like if you're on what's that thing called? Minimum wage. You're showing my privilege.
Yeah, showing your high earnings.
I'm so sorry for anybody that actually does get minimum wage. I do apologize. You could just tell a friend about us. That's free.
That is free.
That's free.
Listen to these two pretentious dickheads.
Oh, I don't get a coffee unless it's under like over $7. Yeah.
I leave the change on the counter and I pay with only 50s.
If you can't break 100, I'm fucking not coming into your coffee shop.
If your text messages come through green, you poor.
You poor. Oh, man. Or if you want to now, you probably don't, but you can just join the Facebook listener community by searching the Comic Confidential listener community, which is on Facebook, naturally. Now, if you want to get in contact with us or just join in on the conversation, the links to all our socials are in the show notes below where you just pressed play on this bloody episode. And finally, Comic Confidential is part of the CC Radio Network alongside other great shows like The Countdown with Paul and Wayne. And Believe with this fucking guy.
And guess what?
What?
This is groundbreaking news.
Okay.
I've told you already, but like you're the only person I told.
Oh, my God.
Believe crossed 1 million downloads, baby.
1 million downloads. That's a lot of downloads.
It's you know what? It's 10 more than 999,990.
True.
So you can take that home to the bank. It's worth nothing because podcasts make no fucking money.
Yeah, but it's basically, you know, 1 million downloads is the equivalent of like a dollar.
Easy.
Like a US dollar.
Oh, the US dollar.
Look out. Well, it's a million.
I guess.
Come on now. Yeah. Well, congratulations, my friend, on crossing 1 million downloads. That is an exceptional milestone.
Thanks. I can't wait to tell my mom.
Well, mate, she'll be like, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, yeah. Kid.
You were on the project.
Yeah, I saw you on the project. What are you looking at your fucking window for, you weirdo?
Were you looking at me?
Why didn't you answer my call when I called you while you were on the project? Because you know she did.
Oh, yeah. I had to put everything on, like, do not disturb.
Excellent. My friend, thank you so much for joining me. Hopefully we can get you back sometime soon.
It's been fun. I want to come back and I want to talk about Loki.
Oh, come back and talk about Loki.
I will.
We'll do that. We'll organize that for some point. But in the meantime, all you guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, I'm Troy.
I'm Cade.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
Cheers.
Peace.